Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're doing something a little different today.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, right. It's gonna be fun. So we are diving deep into this work by a life coach who focuses on women and, helping them kind of understand their emotions, manage them, use them to transform their lives, find happiness, all that good stuff.
I love this idea. I think it's so powerful,
Yeah.
Thinking about emotions as a source of power instead of something to be afraid of or ashamed of.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a really big shift for a lot of people. So what are some of the ways that this life coach helps women tap into that power?
Well, one of the things that really caught my eye was this idea of the letter of apology exercise, which,
Your love apology. Okay.
yeah, so it's a letter that you write to yourself, but it's written from the perspective of the person who hurt you.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's not about actually getting an apology from them. It's more about, giving yourself permission to heal
Yeah.
and to move
Okay,
on.
so it's about like creating that sense of closure that you might not have gotten from the actual person.
Exactly.
All
And
right.
it can be so powerful because you're essentially giving yourself what you needed to hear.
So you're kind of stepping into the shoes of the person who hurt you.
And, acknowledging the pain they caused and taking responsibility for their actions and apologizing sincerely.
Wow, I can see how that would be really powerful.
And the key here is to use words that would genuinely bring you a sense of relief and understanding if you receive this apology from the person who hurt you.
Right, so you're really crafting the apology. That would help you heal.
Exactly. And it's about reclaiming your freedom, recognizing that you are worthy of love and happiness, regardless of what happened in the
I
past.
love that. Okay, this is already blowing my mind. What else? What other kind of cool techniques does she have?
Okay, so another one that I found really interesting is called the permission technique. And this one focuses on managing overwhelming emotions by becoming an observer of those emotions.
So instead of fighting the emotion, you're kind of allowing yourself to feel it.
Yeah, you're allowing yourself to feel it, but in a more mindful way. So you're reducing the resistance, you're creating space for calm.
Okay, so how do you actually do that?
Well, you start by tuning into your body. So notice the physical sensations that are associated with the emotion. So maybe it's tightness in your chest or a knot in your stomach.
Yeah.
And you just acknowledge those sensations without judgment.
So you're not trying to push them away.
No, you're just observing them.
Interesting.
If the emotion doesn't subside on its own, then you can try to externalize it. So you might imagine the emotion as a shape or a pillar or even a texture.
Okay, so like if I'm feeling anxious, I could picture my anxiety as like a
Yeah.
swirling gray fog.
Exactly. Giving it a form outside of yourself, it creates a sense of distance.
Yeah.
And that can help you observe it more objectively.
That's cool. Okay, so then what? You just sit there and stare at your swirling gray fog.
Well, then,
Yeah.
you ask yourself, what does this emotion need to feel better? Does it need space, comfort, understanding? And then you offer it that support, even if it's just through visualization.
So it's like acknowledging and caring for that part of yourself that's struggling. Okay, I like that. That makes a lot of sense.
And then there's another technique called stepping stone memories, which is all about transforming negative memories into positive ones.
Okay, tell me more about that one. That sounds fascinating.
So it's kind of like you're building a bridge across troubled water, and each stepping stone represents a modification
Yeah.
of the original memory. And it gradually leads you from a place of pain to a place of healing.
Okay, so give me an example. Let's say I have a painful memory of being criticized publicly during a presentation.
So in that case, you might start by adding in a detail that provides a sense of safety or support.
Okay, so like maybe I visualize a colleague giving me a reassuring nod after the presentation.
You're essentially rewriting the script
Yeah.
to include what you needed but didn't receive.
I like that. So it's not about erasing the memory, it's just shifting the perspective. Okay, so what would be the next stepping stone?
Well, you might then visualize the audience responding more positively, focusing on those who seem engaged.
Okay, so you're kind of like picking out the good parts.
You're highlighting the positive aspects of the experience.
Yeah. And then ultimately, does it get to a point where the negative event never happened?
That's the final stepping stone. You create a reality where the negative event simply didn't occur. So in this case, you might envision yourself giving a flawless presentation, feeling confident and connected with the audience.
Wow,
So you're
okay.
not just softening the blow of the memory, you're completely transforming it.
That's powerful.
And by repeatedly visualizing those new positive memories, you're retraining your brain. to perceive the past in a more empowering light.
Okay, I love that. It's like taking control of your own emotional narrative.
Exactly.
Yeah, and she also talks about uncovering hidden childhood memories.
Yes, and this is where you become an emotional detective.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so you start by asking yourself some key questions, like, how do you know this is a problem? What's the worst part about it? Where have you felt this before?
So you're trying to connect the dots between your current struggles and your past experiences.
Exactly. And if you're struggling to recall specific memories, you can ask yourself some deeper questions, like, if this problem were a person, who would it be?
Oh, wow.
What does this problem represent to me?
Okay, so you're giving a voice to the problem.
Yeah.
And letting it reveal its deeper meaning.
Yes. And the answers will often lead you back to specific people or events from your childhood that might be influencing your present struggles.
So once we've identified those memories, what do we do with them?
That's where the transformation comes in. You can use techniques like stepping stone memories to rewrite those negative experiences and create a more empowering narrative.
So it's a continuous cycle of exploration, understanding, and transformation.
Exactly. It's a journey of self-discovery and emotional empowerment.
And speaking of understanding, I'm really curious about the science behind all of this.
Yeah.
How does she explain the connection between our memories and emotions?
Well, it all comes down to understanding how memories are formed and strengthened. Our brains are hardwired to remember things better when we repeat them. So repetition strengthens neural pathways. And the same thing happens with memories that are linked to intense emotions.
Ah, so the more we dwell on a negative memory, the more ingrained it becomes.
Yes. Unfortunately, our brains are designed to prioritize those memories as a way to protect us from future danger.
So our anxieties and worries can actually strengthen those negative neural pathways.
It's like our brains haven't quite caught up to the fact that we're not constantly running from saber-toothed tigers.
Yeah. So what can we do to combat this? How can we stop those negative thoughts and memories from taking over?
The key is to consciously create and repeat positive memories by focusing on moments of joy and love and accomplishment. We strengthen those neural pathways and create a more balanced emotional landscape.
So it's about shifting our brain's attention away from the danger zone and toward a more positive outlook.
Exactly. And you know, this life coach provides a whole arsenal of techniques to help us create those positive pathways.
Okay, you got to tell me more. What are some of these other techniques?
Well, there's zero tolerance, which is all about staying laser focused on your goals, even when challenges arise. And then there's bedtime story, which focuses on cultivating feelings of safety, love, and connection before you drift off to sleep.
Ooh, I'm feeling more relaxed just thinking about that one.
Right.
What else is there?
There's lighting up the room, which is all about stepping into your power and owning your worthiness. And then there's empowerment through speaking, which focuses on developing a sense of safety and confidence in expressing yourself authentically.
I love how evocative these names are. Like, each technique is a little treasure chest of emotional wisdom.
Right.
There are more.
Yes. The power of saying no, which is about setting boundaries with confidence and grace. And then there's safe and normal joy, which is all about embracing joy and play without guilt or fear.
Yeah. That's something I think we could all use a little more of. What other gems are hidden in these pages?
Okay. So there's physical closeness and the feeling of safety, which explores how touch and affection can create a sense of deep connection and security. And then there's money manifestation, which involves recalling joyful childhood memories associated with money.
So you're tapping into those positive past experiences to rewrite your money story.
Exactly.
Okay, that's brilliant. What else?
Self-acceptance, where you focus on moments of acceptance and validation within your family to cultivate a deeper sense of self-love.
Powerful stuff.
Safe place, which guides you to identify a place from your childhood where you felt safe and secure, and parental support, which helps you access those inner resources of strength and resilience by recalling times when you received loving support from your parents or caregivers.
Wow, this is incredible. It feels like there's a technique here for every aspect of emotional well-being.
And what's fascinating is how all of these techniques tie back to that core message that you have the power to change your relationship with your past, your present, and your future.
My mind is officially blown. This has been such an insightful and empowering deep dive.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to explore in this life coach's work.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear more. But first, I need a moment to process all of this amazing information.
I hear you. It makes me think about how much power we actually have you know, over our emotional experiences. It's not just about our past or our circumstances. We can reshape those experiences.
That's so empowering. But how? How do we actually do that?
Well, this life coach talks about how our memories aren't set in stone. They're actually fluid, and they can be updated, reshaped.
So it's not like those old photo albums where the pictures are fixed. Our memories are more like living, breathing things.
Exactly. And that's where visualization comes in. Because by imagining a negative memory in a different light, we can weaken its emotional grip.
Okay. So if I have this painful memory, that keeps haunting me. If I can use visualization to actually change how it feels.
It's not about erasing the memory or pretending it didn't happen.
Right.
But it's about shifting the emotional charge that's associated with it.
Okay, and that involves reducing the stress chemicals, right?
Exactly. It's like redecorate a room that's filled with smoke. You need to clear the air first.
Okay. So how do we clear the air, so to speak?
Well, one way is to shift your focus to something positive. Maybe it's your favorite color, or a calming image, or a memory that brings you joy.
So you're interrupting that negativity loop.
Yes. And then once you've created that sense of calm, you can start to visualize the negative memory differently.
Okay. So instead of dwelling on the pain and the hurt, I might imagine the situation with a more positive outcome.
Exactly. You might imagine yourself feeling safe, supported, or even empowered during that event.
And by repeating this new visualization over and over, I'm essentially rewiring my brain to associate that memory with less negativity.
You got it. It's like creating a new groove in a record. Mm. The more you play that new groove, the fainter the old one becomes.
I love that analogy. So you're retraining your brain to respond differently to those old triggers.
And the key here is to infuse those new visualizations with positive emotions.
Because positive emotions create those feel-good chemicals that help solidify memory.
Exactly. So as you're imagining that revised memory, really tap into feelings of love, joy, security, whatever positive emotion feels most relevant. And don't be afraid to get creative, you know, add in details that amplify those emotions.
So it's not just about changing the picture in your mind, it's about changing the feeling.
Yes.
This is amazing. Yeah. So she also talks about how we can transform our beliefs.
Yes.
About our family lineage.
She does. It starts with recognizing that we often inherit unspoken beliefs and patterns from our families. And these beliefs, they can shape our sense of identity and influence our behavior in really profound ways.
So it's like we're born into this pre-existing emotional script.
Exactly. And these scripts often revolve around themes like success, money, relationships, even happiness.
So if I grew up in a family where money was always a source of stress, I might unconsciously carry that belief into my own adult life.
Yes. And those beliefs can become self-fulfilling prophecies if we're not aware of them.
So how do we start to rewrite those inherited scripts?
Well, she suggests this really simple exercise where you complete the sentence, I come from a long line of people who, and just notice what comes to mind.
Okay, so if I say, I come from a long line of people who are afraid to take risks, that might indicate a limiting belief.
Precisely. And once you've identified those beliefs, you can start to challenge them.
Right.
Are they really true? Are there any exceptions? And then you can start to visualize an alternative reality.
Right.
Maybe you imagine your ancestors embracing risk, achieving great things, and living joyful, fulfilling lives.
So it's like you're creating a new family tree.
Yes. And what's fascinating is this work not only transforms our own beliefs, but it can impact future generations.
Whoa. That's a powerful thought. It's like you're breaking those cycles of negativity.
You are. And so this life coach provides this really powerful step-by-step process for transforming negative memories using visualization and positive thinking.
Okay, so let's get into it. What are the steps?
So you start by creating a sense of calm and grounding. You might close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, focus on your favorite color or a peaceful image.
Okay.
And then you tap into the power of love. So think about someone or something that you deeply love. It could be a pet, a place, a special object, and really feel that love in your heart.
So we're activating those feel-good chemicals.
Exactly. And then imagine that love expanding outward, filling your entire body.
Beautiful.
What oneness you're feeling. Really grounded in love. You can briefly bring to mind the negative memory that you want to transform. But the key is to quickly shift back to that feeling of love and repeat the process a few times.
Bye.
So you spend more time on the positive visualization than on the negative memory.
So you're training your brain to associate that negative memory with love and peace rather than pain and fear.
Exactly. And then Once you notice that the negative emotions have lessened, you can start to visualize a more positive version of that memory.
So if the original memory was about feeling rejected, I imagine myself, feeling loved and supported instead.
Yes. And she encourages you to ask yourself, what would I have wanted to happen in this memory? What do I need in my life now?
Oh, so you're connecting the dots between the past and the present.
Exactly. And you just keep repeating the process. Visualize that new positive memory.
Over and over again.
And the more we practice this, the more ingrained that new memory becomes.
Yes. It's like we're slowly but surely repainting that old faded picture with brighter, more vibrant colors. And the beauty of it is you can apply it to any negative memory that's holding you back.
Yeah.
This is powerful stuff. It's like we have the ability to heal our own emotional wounds and create a more positive and empowered inner world.
Exactly. And that's what this life coach's work is all about, empowering individuals to take control of their emotional well-being and live more fulfilling lives.
And she doesn't stop there. She also delves into the fascinating world of memory formation.
Yes.
How it relates to our emotions.
This is where we get into the science behind why we remember certain things and forget others.
And it all comes down to repetition.
And repetition. Sure. Every time we recall a memory or piece of information, we're essentially activating a specific neural pathway in our brain. And the more we activate that pathway, the stronger it becomes.
Like carving a path through a forest. The more you walk that path, the clearer it becomes.
Exactly. And what's interesting is this life coach explains that memories form during intense emotional experiences, especially those that trigger a survival response, like fear or anger. They tend to be more vivid and long-lasting.
That makes sense. Those emotional highs and lows create a stronger imprint.
Think about it. You're more likely to remember a moment of intense joy or terror than a mundane trip to the grocery store.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So because our brains are wired to prioritize those survival memories, that explains why negative thoughts and memories can feel so sticky and persistent.
Yes. Our brains haven't quite caught up to the fact that we're not constantly running from saber-toothed tigers. So even in our relatively safe modern world, our brains still react to perceived threats in a similar way.
Right. It's like our fight or flight response kicking in.
And here's the thing. Our brains don't always distinguish between real and imagined threats.
So even if we're just worrying about something that might happen, our brains can react as if it's already happening.
Exactly. And the more we dwell on those negative thoughts and memories, the more we reinforce those neural pathways.
It's a vicious cycle.
It is.
Negativity breeds more negativity.
It does. That's why it's so important to be mindful of the thoughts and memories that we choose to focus on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so this life coach really emphasizes the importance of consciously creating and repeating positive memories.
So we're intentionally shifting our attention away from those perceived threats.
Yes, and towards experiences that generate joy, love, and security.
It's like we're intentionally rewiring our brains.
We are.
For a more positive outlook.
You got it. You know, it's like emotions aren't weaknesses. They're actually like these valuable sources of information and guidance. It's about reclaiming our emotions as allies, not enemies.
That's a good way to put it. I like that.
Yeah. Instead of trying to suppress them or ignore them, you know, we can learn to listen to them, understand what they're trying to tell us.
Like they're messengers trying to communicate something.
Exactly. So if you're feeling anxious, for example, instead of just trying to white knuckle your way through it, ask yourself, what is this anxiety trying to tell me? What do I need to pay attention to?
Ooh, that's good. Get curious about it.
Yeah. It might be a signal that you need to set a boundary.
Yeah.
Or prioritize self-care. Or address a challenging situation that you've been avoiding.
So by listening to that message, we can actually take action and create a more positive experience.
Exactly. You're taking back control.
I love that. So as we're wrapping up this deep dive, it makes me think about the ripple effect of this work.
Yes.
You know, it's not just about transforming our own lives.
Yes.
It's about creating a more positive and compassionate world.
Because
when we heal our own emotional wounds, we become more capable of showing up for others with love and understanding.
Yeah, it's like we're breaking those cycles of negativity and creating a more harmonious and supportive environment for everyone.
This has been such a powerful and transformative conversation. I feel like we've just scratched the surface of this life coach's work.
Me too.
And I'm already brimming with ideas and inspiration.
It's amazing how much wisdom and practical guidance there is.
And for our listeners who are eager to dive deeper into these techniques, I encourage you to check out the show notes for more information about this life coach and the work that she does with women, helping them harness their emotions to create happiness and fulfillment.
Yeah, and remember, you don't have to do this work alone.
That's so important.
There are so many resources available, including life coaches, therapists, and support groups. So don't hesitate to reach out.
Yes, build that support system. So for those of you who are loving these deep dives into the world of personal development, we'll be back next week with another fascinating topic. Until then, keep on learning, keep on growing.
I'm glad you
diving deep.